Tonight.
Town 102, 20 past 8 the time. Good morning if you just switched on. Do you know what? You'll have seen him on TV probably. On this morning, shows like Live with Gabby on Channel 5 as well. Former Marine, celebrity personal trainer with celebrities under his belt well and truly. Joining us now, Justin Lord. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm great. Thank you.
This four-minute workout that people have been talking about, you can do a workout. Why go to the gym for an hour when you could go to the gym and do a workout in 4 minutes? Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Exactly, and even why go to the gym? This thing you can do at home. It's absolutely amazing, and I use this a lot with a lot of clients, and they fail to believe that I can give them a workout in 4 minutes and achieve the results that they want. But with traditional training programs, it probably goes something like this. I go to the gym, I jump on a cross trainer for a quarter of an hour, then probably move across to the bikes for a quarter of an hour, then over to the rower, do 15 minutes on there, probably go over to the weights area if there's not too many guys around, and let's throw a couple of weights around for a couple of minutes, do some abs, and go home. All of that takes probably, including travelling time and all the rest of it, about 2 hours probably, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, thereabouts.
And we probably think that we're going to achieve the fat loss results that they want. And bear in mind, this is mostly based around fat loss.
Yeah.
So what's often overlooked with the traditional programs is this thing called EPOC, and that is excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. But that's to average Joe, that means nothing, and actually probably don't want to know about it. But what it means is that your metabolism immediately post-workout is often overlooked. So what we look at is the calories burned. Normally,
yeah.
So we go on the cross trainer, we look at the calories that are burned, and we look at probably aiming to burn more calories than we did last time, and therefore we've achieved our results. But actually, we can burn a vast amount of our calories, and fat calories at that, post-workout.
Wow.
So that's what this workout looks at and takes hold of. Well, the results that you've already achieved at the gym, actually, you could achieve them 9 times faster doing this workout.
Is this not in danger of putting gyms and personal trainers out of business?
I hope not. I incorporate this into a workout, but this would be something that I would recommend just off the cuff to someone. You know, I get a lot of emails about, you know, I can't achieve my results. I'm spending longer in the gym, and I'm eating less. And actually, that is not the way to do it. The way to do it is to achieve a higher intensity and a better quality session to achieve a higher metabolic rate post workout.